Happy New Year! No doubt many of you have spent time at the end of this past year planning for what the next year might bring. Maybe you made some resolutions, shedding a few extra pounds, spending more time with family, or finally polishing off that lingering home project. Maryland's hospitals also have spent time preparing, planning, and making resolutions of our own for the coming year, and much of that work is centered on you and your family. In 2014, Maryland's hospitals will be working with you, as a partner, to keep you happy, healthy, and if possible, out of the hospital. We'll be there as always for your emergencies and for your complex surgical and care needs. But Maryland's hospitals also will be there in new and different ways. This year, hospitals are reinforcing their commitment to help you before you get sick, before you need us, a commitment to help you stay healthy. Whether it's connecting you with a primary care physician, home care or transportation in your community, helping with fitness and diet planning after a hospital visit, or follow-up calls to ensure you understand your medications and that prescribed regimens are followed, Maryland's hospitals are your partners in healthy living. But being partners means we can't do it alone. We need your help. For those who are planning to make life changes in the coming year, here's a sobering statistic. Less than 10% of people who make New Year's resolutions actually achieve those goals. Actually, very little about your health is influenced by doctors, hospitals, and the healthcare system. You exert the most influence on how healthy you are, from eating well to exercise to managing stress, to avoiding cigarettes, too much alcohol, and drugs. The power to keep your body in good shape is ultimately in your hands. It's easy to take our health for granted until it is too late. For those of us who have gone through serious health scares, you know what I mean. Don't do it. So after the excitement of making that New Year's resolution list has faded, the gym visits have become less frequent, and the portion sizes have crept up, think again, try again, and know you're not alone. Your family, friends, physicians, and your hospital all want you to be healthy. That's a lot of support working toward a very achievable goal. Your health is serious business, for your hospital and for you. I'm Carmela Coyle, President and CEO of the Maryland Hospital Association for WYPR, your NPR news station.